It is time for the Baseball Insider with Baseball Insider Andy Carboni. Hey, Andy, welcome.
Well, glad to be back once again, Bill, and the Red Sox season of 2022 is well underway.
Well, Andy, what happened last night? Another setback for the Sox. Win one, lose one, that kind of a thing. But, you know, that's the way they started last year, too, kind of, right?
Yeah, they certainly did. Last night they lost 6-1 to the Blue Jays at Fenway. Nick Pivetta allowing 5 runs over 4 innings. And Red Sox are 6-6 on the season. Pivetta, he's already 0-3 on the young season. J.D. Martinez did leave this game with a left abductor tightness. And Trevor Story was hitting the helmet with a pitch. He may not play today. These two teams wrap up this 3-game series this afternoon. The matinee at 1:35 over on Jersey Street. And Tanner Houck will be on the mound for Boston.
In that game, or prior to the game, they honor the late Red Sox broadcaster Jerry Remy?
They certainly did. It was a very nice ceremony before the game last night for Remy. Sox legends Kyle Yastrzemski, Jim Rice, Fred Lynn, Dwight Evans, Rick Burleson, Bob Stanley, all on hand, as well as many of Remy's former Ness and co-workers. Sean McDonough had a nice speech during the event. It was emceed by Tom Caron. It was just well done from start to finish. But there's a little bit of controversy after the ceremony, and a lot of people were texting me last night saying, how come we're not hearing from Don Orsello, who was obviously doing the play-by-play with Remy for many, many years? And actually, Orsello did post on Twitter last night that he was offered the opportunity to do a video tribute for Remy that would be shown last night, but then he was informed later on that that video would no longer be needed. That was kind of interesting to hear that this morning. So there's always a story behind the story. Will we ever get the answers to all that? Who knows? But obviously, Orsillo was let go by the Red Sox, and there was really no major reason as to why that all happened after as many years in the booth. And I know that was a very upsetting situation for him and Remy as well. So that remains to be seen if those details will ever come out.
Interesting. All right, Andy, I know you've never been shy of confronting a controversy, so you've got one here. What else do you have for us on the Red Sox notebook this week?
Well, again, with their record being at 6-6, after being in first place to start the night last night, they fall to fourth place, in the AL East. They're now 1 game behind the Blue Jays and the Yankees, who are now tied for first. Sox begin a 10-game road trip tomorrow night, St. Petersburg against Tampa Bay Rays. Trip will also take them to Toronto, Baltimore, before returning to Fenway on Tuesday, May 3rd. Red Sox did place catchers Christian Vasquez and Kevin Pawlicki, as well as infielder Jonathan Arruz, on the COVID list, among two other staff members. Catchers Connor Wong, Ronaldo Hernandez, and infielder Rob Refsnyder, who were called up for Brewster. Vasquez was actually activated off the COVID IL before last night's game. This will be interesting because multiple Sox players will not be with the team for that series in Toronto next week. Major League Baseball has no restrictions on unvaccinated players, but those who have not been vaccinated for coronavirus cannot enter Canada. So players who are unvaccinated will be placed on the restricted list, meaning they will not be paid for those games that are missed. Sox pitcher Tanner Houck, who's pitching this afternoon, has admitted he's one of the unvaccinated players who will be staying home. It has not been announced yet what other Sox players won't be making that trip north of the border.
Gotcha. All right. Andy, what's on Nesson Plus today?
Oh, we always love a good game on Nesson Plus. This one comes from April 21st of 1994 at Fenway. The Sox score twice in the bottom of the ninth. Our former Sox star and current Nesson broadcaster, Dennis Eckersley, to beat the A's 6-5.
So Nesson Plus will be going up against the actual Red Sox today?
Is that right? Broadcast, telecast?
Actually, yes, they will. That'll be kind of interesting. So you can bounce back and forth. if the game at 1:35 is not doing too well for you, you can check out the Nesson Plus a little later in the afternoon.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
And then you can see a victory and feel all fat and happy before you sit down for dinner.
Fat and happy. That's another one of your expressions, isn't it?
Yeah.
All right, Andy, Major League Baseball notes. As folks know, when you join us, you always share with us some of the tidbits from all around Major League Baseball. So what do you have for us this week?
Well, speaking of COVID outbreaks, the A's are currently dealing with the largest COVID outbreak of the season so far in the majors. They currently have 6 players on the COVID-19 injured list. Padres are becoming the first team in Major League Baseball to sport an advertisement on their uniform starting next season. The teams will be wearing a patch with the Motorola logo. The ad will be placed on the right sleeve of the jerseys. Dodgers exploring the idea of selling naming rights to their legendary field, just as the Red Sox did this year. The name Dodger Stadium will not change, but the field might end up with a corporate name. The team also considering selling a patch-size ad on their uniform. And a signing in Major League Baseball the other day, Rockies have agreed to a 5-year contract extension with their ace, pitcher Kyle Freeland. It's worth about $64.5 million. The deal includes a 6-year player option. This is the largest contract the Rockies have handed out to a pitcher in more than 20 years. And wrapping up the notebook today, minor league pitch clock seems to be doing well. Game lengths at the lower baseball levels are now down by an average of 20 minutes since the strict clock rule was enacted. The rule forces pitchers to throw a pitch within 14 seconds without runners on base and within 18 seconds when a base is occupied.
Do they have a clock going on in the state, like a 24-second, like the 30-second clock in basketball or whatever?
Yes, there is a clock in the ballpark that is counting down, so fans can get on edge with that, waiting to see if the clock runs out before that pitch is thrown. So it'll be interesting to see how that plays out the rest of the year. Obviously, some time would be shaved off major league games, but of course, a lot more commercial break time, TV and radio, with major league games. So you might not obviously see the 20 minutes chopped off a game, but who knows, it could be more of a 15-minute reduction in game time or what have you going forward. So we'll have to see how it all plays out.
Yeah, I guess it wouldn't be bad just to get players to focus more on getting up there and getting the ball out of their hands and so on. Yeah,
absolutely, and obviously we'd have to keep players in the batter's box as well, not taking extra swings and adjusting the uniform, helmets, this, that, and the other thing, because pitch is going to be coming in pretty quick, so you got to be ready.
That's right. Fair enough. Don't lay it all on the pitchers. You're right, Andy.
All right, two-way street.
Yeah, exactly. Hey, the season hasn't played out. It's funny, the Red Sox the last few years, the beginning of the year, doesn't necessarily play out the way you think it might. So what are the surprises so far from you? I guess it comes down to individual performances and so on. What are the early surprises that you've seen so far, Andy?
I think the early surprise for me has to be some work out of the back end of the bullpen. Hansel Robles has been doing a nice job. Lefty Jake Diekman, who's come in as key roles at the back end of games, he's been pitching well, so you have to look at that. Obviously, Tanner Houck in the starting rotation has done a nice job with his first start of the season. Don't forget Garrett Whitlock. He's pitched multiple innings in relief. He closed out a game the other day. So what was really looked at as a major concern, the back end of the bullpen for the Red Sox to start the season, hasn't really been that. It's been more the starting pitching that's been a little rough to get things going. The hitters overall, they've been kind of hot and cold at this point. A little disappointed in what I've seen from Trevor Story, even though he got hit in the head last night with a pitch, but he's been kind of slow out of the gate. Rafael Devers, everyone's expected him to have a big season, and he obviously shows he's come to play. And Alex Verdugo has been hitting the ball well, but there's still parts of that offense that needs to kind of get rolling along, and hopefully there's not going to be a big distraction on the potential opt-out of Xander Bogaerts' contract at the end of the year. He seems to be coming on the last 3-4 games or so after a slow start. So, kind of ups and downs, and that's what gives you a 500 team at 6-6 to start things off.
Sounds like a plan, Where did they come up with that one? Oh, my God.
Well, I hope there's more of a plan than just being 500, but we'll have to see how that all goes.
I must have been trying to say sounds like a rap. Okay, now, let's wrap this up, Andy. All right, Andy, great talking with you, and we'll talk again soon.
Looking forward to it.
There he is, our MSO New Sports Baseball Insider, Andy Carbone. I'm Bill Newell.